Welcome to Totally Patriots. My name is Romeo. I hope you had an amazing Thanksgiving. How about you guys? You still full?
Yeah!
Oh my goodness, man. We got a full jam-packed show for you today. Who's ready for Totally Patriots? Yeah! Have a look at what's coming up on today's show.
You may be stuffed from turkey, but there's always room for Totally Patriots. Jeff Demps may be in his first season with the Patriots, but big-time competition is nothing new for him. Why did this Olympian originally want to play football?
I thought it was so cool, you know, to have a helmet and pads and the jerseys.
It's no secret Nate Solder is huge. What helps him on field may not be so helpful in life.
Claustrophobic. I think that's because I'm big.
And Professor Fritz gets Gronked. We're back in the lab with the nutty professor. This time, he's breaking down Gronk's catch radius. Of course, he's got to stop to show off a little first.
Pretty impressive, huh?
Grab your leftovers and get comfy. Totally Patriots is about to start.
All right, there we go. Just getting it going. Hope everybody had an amazing Thanksgiving. My name is Romeo, stuffed up to here still with turkey and stuffing, but it's all good. We're up here at Patriot Place. I found this massive game of Jenga. By the end of today's show, I hope to have it, you know, piled like way up to here, way up to the sky, set some sort of a record. Wish me luck. It's time for Pat's Chat right now. Let's see who Sean is with in the hall.
Hey, Romeo, I'm here in the hall at Patriot Place presented by Raytheon, and joining me today are a group of 8th grade students from Birchwood Middle School. Guys, put your hands together for Jeff Demps. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
You ready for all these questions from these guys?
I hope so.
All right, well, many of them may not know that not only are you a Patriot player, but you're an Olympian. Yeah. And you're a silver medalist at that. You competed in the 2012 Olympic 4x100 meter relay. What was that experience like?
It was a lot of fun, you know, to actually go overseas and compete against, you know, all the athletes from all over, and actually get a chance to meet everyone and, you know, stay in like the same place with them. I mean, it was just a great experience for me.
And you actually opted not to go into the draft, but to train for the Olympics instead. Mm-hmm. What was that decision like for you?
At the time, it wasn't tough for me, you know. I love running, and, you know, my goal was, you know, to compete in the Olympics, and, you know, I figured, you know, to forego with the draft and, you know, just focus on that. And, you know, once that was over, you know, I decided to, you know, to come back and play football.
What was your favorite sport when you were younger?
My favorite sport? When I was younger coming up, all I knew was football. Like, all my family played it, you know, my dad played it, my cousins, and that's all I was around. So, you know, I just kind of fell in love with it from there.
Do you ever get homesick?
Yeah, I got homesick before. Probably a couple times up here, you know, adapting to a new environment and, you know, not having any real friends up here yet. And, you know, you just kind of sit in your apartment lonely watching cartoons, you know, but... you know, I kind of got over it, you know, after, you know, meeting some of the guys and, you know, kind of hanging out with those guys, and it helped me out a lot.
What was your inspiration to play football?
Okay. When I was younger, like, I used to go to the Pop Warner football games with my grandmother, and all my friends was playing, but, you know, I wasn't. And I thought it was so cool, you know, to have a helmet and pads and a jersey. So that's the reason I really wanted to play football at first, just because I wanted a uniform. And then, like I said, I kind of fell in love with it from there, because, you know, everybody around me was playing it. So I was, you know, kind of associated with it from them.
All right. So far, so good. Traditionally, the day after Thanksgiving, a huge shopping day, one of the busiest of the year. People do not mess around when it comes to getting good deals. Black Friday, I mean, people literally get, like, trampled on. By the way, it got that name down in Philadelphia in the early 60s. The police named it that from all the traffic and violence that happened when people were trying to get into the stores. People tried actually changing the name from Black Friday. Didn't go over so well. I should get this next guest a little something just for being on our show and hanging with us today. It's time for Beyond the Bench.
And now, the Patriots video director, Jimmy D.
I remember I used to have season tickets here. In the old Foxborough Stadium, there was a spiral staircase that went up to a video booth, which I really didn't know what it was, but I would watch the guy take his equipment up that spiral staircase. I said, I'm going to do that someday. And I did, 1994. A typical day for the video department is we'll get here about 6 in the morning as the coaches are in, making sure that they have everything they need.
8 o'clock meetings, they're all set. Get the meeting rooms ready to go. Let's go.
Every meeting room comprised of a telestrator, a computer, either a laptop or a desktop, and projectors, and all kinds of different gadgets that the coaches like to use to prepare themselves so they can prepare the players. And we're in charge of all that stuff. And what we do is we get all the film that they need of us and the next team we're playing, and we get it ready for them. Whatever they need, we try to make sure that we have it.
Watch your head.
We film practice. We get practice ready for the players to watch. We have a practice schedule that we go over with coaches every day, and we find out what we want to do. It's pretty much the same, but we got to make sure that the tight end coach wants his drills taped today. Tomorrow, the running back coach wants his drills taped. So, we have to coordinate that with them. The guys in the lifts are shooting the whole field. So, one from the sideline, one from the end zone.
What do you got, sideline?
We don't have a lot of time. What we do is third guy on the field with a camera, he'll shoot from the ground, but he'll also take the film in, so when the players and the coaches come off the field, it's ready for them. I never went to school for this. I just picked up a video camera and started shooting. If you can be here for 19 years, and you're doing your job, but you want to give it 100%, every day that you come in this building, it's just the way, I guess you can call it in a certain way, the Patriot way. Work your hardest and just do your best, and then that's where your gratification comes.
Coming up on Totally Patriots, Jeff Demps is a pro football player and a silver medalist Olympian. No better guy to get some workout tips from. So, what's his secret?
I'm a workaholic. All I do is like the train.
And later, Nate Solder brings us back to the good old days in Colorado. Or maybe I should say, the bizarre old days.
I saw a UFO once when I was sitting in my car.
Don't move. Totally Patriots will be right back.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam, celebrating 75 years of service to institutions worldwide. By Harvard Pilgrim, giving you more ways to better. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Totally Fit is brought to you by United Healthcare.
All right, good. There we go. Welcome back to Totally Patriots from Patriot Place. This huge game of Jenga right here. My name is Romeo. One thing's for sure, during the holiday season, Thanksgiving, I ate way too much. For me, now it's time to get back in the gym, get focused on the treadmill, lifting some weights, get in shape so I can all do it again come Christmas time. Let's head back to the hall with Sean, and it's time for Totally Fit.
Hey, Romeo, I'm back in the hall with Jeff Demps. And Jeff, we want to ask you some health and fitness questions now. Obviously, you're a great runner. Do you enjoy running in the off season to help you maintain your fitness for football?
Yes, I enjoy it. It's good to have a little downtime, take a couple weeks off, let your body rest a little bit. But, as far as for me, I'm a workaholic. All I do is, the train, every day. So, as far as me running in the off season, that's something I enjoy very much. So I do it, all the time.
What would you say is more important to you, cardio or weightlifting?
I would have to say cardio, just because you don't want to lift too much weight and get big and stiff, and that will cause you not to, run as fast or, be loose enough. So you know, when you have to, you know, be at a certain position while sprinting, you know, you're not able to do so. So I would say cardio.
When you were training for the Olympics, were the workouts that much different from training for football?
Well, I was actually in a good situation because my college sprint coach, he was a part of the Olympic staff and helping them out with the sprint. So my workouts didn't really change. You know, he kind of kept me on the same schedule. I would have, like, long runs from anywhere from 150 meters to 200 meters. And then on the days I have short runs, I would have, like, anywhere from 10 meters to probably 60 to 80 meters. So it kind of stayed the same.
That was close. All right. The holiday season can make everybody a little bit crazy. That means our own crazy Professor Fritz, he's got to be in his prime during all this. Let's check in with him right now. It's time for some science. And speaking of science, see how this all stacks up. I'm going for the world record. I think I'm getting close.
I think we all can agree. Rob Gronkowski was one of the best in the business last season. He set a record for the most touchdowns by a tight end in his second year in the league. If that's not impressive, I don't know what is. Pretty impressive, huh? Well, the reason for his success is that he's able to make catches that seem impossible to make. This is because he has a larger catch radius than the average player. Hey, Gronkowski! A player's catch radius is directly related to a player's wingspan. So let's look at Gronk with his arms stretched out side to side. If we draw a circle from the tip of his middle finger all the way around his body, we would have his catch zone or catch radius. This is if he is standing still. Now, players also jump, stretch, and strain to catch balls as well. To calculate a player's catch radius, we need a combination of the following: a player's height, wingspan, and vertical jump. Gronkowski has a wingspan of over 7 feet. His height is 6 feet 6 inches. His vertical leap at a pre-draft workout was 33.5 inches, and his broad jump is 9 feet 11 inches. Wouldn't you rather calculate Professor Fritz's wingspan? Yeah, I'm 5'11", 195 pounds, and I can't jump. Well, maybe not. Anyway, on to Gronk. Let's look at his catch radius if he were standing still. To calculate this, we start by taking pi, 3.14, times the radius of the circle squared. Oh, stay with me on this one. The radius of Gronkowski's wingspan is half of his 7 feet wingspan, or 3.5 feet. Therefore, 3.5 times 3.5 times 3.14 equals 38.5 square feet. Stay with me. Now, if we add in his vertical leap of 33.5 inches, we calculate his catch radius by finding the area of a rectangle with the calculation length times width. 33.5 inches by 7 feet equals an area of 19 square feet. We add that on to the 38.5, and now we have a catch radius of 57.5 square feet. If we then consider his broad jump, which is his side-to-side movement of 9 feet 11 inches to each side of his body, we get a total of 19 feet 10 inches times his 7 feet wingspan. We get an area of 138 square feet. Add it to the 57.5 square feet, and we get a total catch radius of 195.5 square feet. So from a standstill, Rob Gronkowski can catch a ball thrown in an area larger than a soccer goal. That's pretty big. Maybe he should be the goalie for the Revolution in the offseason. Well, maybe not. He probably wants to go bike riding with his niece. Yeah. I'm Professor Fritz, and that's how we play tight end.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Gatorade. Who knows? It all begins within. Win from within. By Subway Restaurants. The new Tuscan Chicken Melt is here. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to Totally Patriots. Nate Solder is in his second season with the Patriots, and every time he steps on the field, he's got some big shoes to fill. And I mean that literally. The guy is 6'9". Can you imagine what size shoe he wears? We're expecting big things from him this week in Tilted, too. Let's see how nutty this Colorado native can get.
When I sneeze, I have a really high-pitched sneeze. Achoo! Like that. And oftentimes I've told that my Sneeze sounds like a girl sneezing.
Achoo!
I saw a UFO once when I was sitting in my car, and I look up, and this it was a parked car. And I look up, and I see this swirling light. And I'm like, oh, isn't that strange? I should go tell someone, because there's someone walking by at the time. I'm like, nah, it's just something weird. And then it swirls and goes off into the distance, and I was like, I saw a UFO. So I'm convinced of it. Guilty pleasures that I have are, I like romantic comedies because I think they're funny. But I do get bored when they start getting with the, you know, what girl's going with guy. I don't really care about that. My favorite romantic comedy is Love Actually. Hidden talents. I can spin a ball on my fingertip pretty well. I was learning to play the guitar. I'm not very talented, though. It's a talent I'm still looking for, so it is hidden. I always sing in the shower.
Hey, I'm younger on the chair. It's harder than it came to.
All right, let's check in now with Romeo, see what kind of mischief he's getting into with the fans. It's time for Totally Facts.
Oh my god.
Yeah, he's a cutie pie.
Shouldn't you be inside practicing?
The Statue of Liberty was a gift from the people of France to symbolize freedom and democracy. How tall is the Statue of Liberty overall?
Oh, wow. Many feet.
2,500 feet.
305 feet.
It's not comfortable, man. Take your hands off me.
Where does the nickname the Big Apple come from?
Came from the state?
The Big Apple name came from a term from musicians, meaning to play the big time, made popular by John Fitzgerald back in the day. In the city that never sleeps, you can get food pretty much around the clock. They sell a ton of Chinese food. Chinese takeout. How many cartons of Chinese food do they sell annually in New York City alone?
30,000.
A million.
It's got to be in the millions.
How many?
4 million.
100 million?
100 million. Do you eat a lot of Chinese food?
Yes, I do.
Do you brush your teeth after? So Gennaro Lombardi opening the first U.S. pizzeria back in Little Italy in New York in 1905. Can we use this beautiful grill and make a pie right now?
This is the grill we'll do it on.
Made with love, man. Oh, that looks good.
Oh, you gotta love the cheese.
That's the way we did it back in 1905. We're taking it old school. Let's take this baby off the grill. It's pretty good.
New York style pizza.
Some people eat turkey on Thanksgiving. You know what? Looks pretty good.
Looks good.
Not bad.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments, celebrating 75 years of pursuing performance excellence. Putnam is a proud partner of the Patriots. By Ace Ticket, the official travel partner of the Patriots. And by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots. This segment of Totally Patriots is brought to you in part by Fuel Up to Play 60 and your New England dairy farmers.
Welcome back to Totally Patriots. All show long, we've been putting the pressure on our players like it's the Super Bowl. Now it's time for the players to put a little bit of pressure on one of the students in our gridiron gauntlet. You want to talk about pressure? I'm up here at Patriot Place in this huge game of Jenga. I have literally like one more piece to... I hope he does better than I do. Rack him up!
All right, everybody give it up for Michael one more time. All right, Mike, the goal is to get 3 out of the 5 questions right, and you'll win a Patriots t-shirt, and I will get the autograph for you. So let's help Mike get these 3 out of 5 questions right. All right, Mike, the first question is, what is it called when a person is tackled in their own end zone?
Safety.
All right, that's correct. Everybody give it up for Mike. This is a tough one for you right here. Where will the Super Bowl be held this year?
Tampa Bay?
Nah, it will actually be held in New Orleans. Okay. What does NFL stand for?
National Football League.
All right, correct. Give it up for Mike again. All right, Mike, you need one more to get this shirt right. So This is a kind of tough question here. True or false? After a team scores a touchdown, they get a chance to kick a field goal?
True.
It's false. It's an extra point. So a field goal would be considered, you know, they would get the 3 points. So, all righty. Good try, though. What number does Aaron Hernandez wear? Come on, Mike. Come
81.
On. All right, that's correct. Give it up for Mike.
Man, Shauna, I am still stuffed from the Thanksgiving leftovers.
Oh, that's the best part, though. Best you gotta love that. Hey, did you go shopping on Black Friday?
Let me tell you something. 4 in the morning or 5 in the morning, whatever time it is on a Friday, shopping is the last place you will find me. I think I slept till like noon. What about you? Did you get anything good?
I am one of the crazy people. 5 a.m., I was lined up at Staples, got a huge laptop deal, and I got run over by a lady with
there
a shopping
you go.
Cart.
It gets dangerous out there. You got to be careful. You got to be careful. All right, we hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving, too. That'll do it for Shauna and I from Patriot Place.
We'll see you next week.